Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ride groove in Ableton Live 12 with that crunchy sampler texture that screams jungle and old school drum and bass. Now, the ride cymbal is not just a little shiny extra on top. In this style, it can act like a real rhythmic engine. It adds motion, urgency, and attitude, and when you process it with a bit of grit, it starts to feel like it came off a dusty sampler or an old break record. That's the vibe we're after. We're going to keep this beginner friendly and practical. You'll learn how to set up the ride in drum rack or simpler, program a simple groove, add swing, and then dirty it up with stock Ableton effects so it sits properly over chopped breaks and bass lines. First, set your tempo. For a classic jungle or old school DNB starting point, go with 170 BPM. If you want it a touch slower and deeper, you can stay around 166 to 170. If you want a more rolling modern DNB feel, push it a little higher. For this lesson, though, 170 is a great place to start. Create a new MIDI track and load drum rack. I like drum rack here because it keeps the workflow fast and flexible. You can drop a ride sample onto one pad, then shape it without overthinking the setup. Now find a ride sample with character. Ideally, you want a sample that has a clear ping or bell, some metallic sustain, and maybe a little dirt already in it. A ride from an old break hit is perfect. A slightly noisy live ride can also work really well. If the sample already has a bit of room tone or tape style roughness, even better. Drag the sample into an empty pad in drum rack. It should open in simpler. For a one-shot ride, turn warp off. Make sure the start point catches the transient cleanly, set voices to 1, and leave the playback in trigger mode. Don't worry if it sounds too bright or a bit too long right now. We're going to shape that. Next, let's program the groove. We want this ride to behave like a supportive top layer, not like a flashy cymbal solo. A really solid starting pattern is to place hits on 1, 1.3, 2, 2.3, 3, 3.3, 4, and 4.3. That gives you that driving offbeat pulse, which sits nicely in jungle and old-school DNB. If you want a more musical variation, keep strong hits on the main beats and make the offbeats lighter. You can also drop one of the hits every second bar, like removing 3.3 or 4.3, so the loop breathes a little. That tiny change helps the groove feel less robotic and more like a real sampled part. Velocity is huge here. If every hit has the same velocity, the ride will sound stiff and modern. Make the main hits a bit louder and the offbeats a bit softer. A good range is around 90 to 110 for the stronger hits, and 65 to 85 for the lighter ones. That creates a rolling, human feel. Now add a little swing. Old school jungle often feels better when the top percussion isn't locked perfectly to the grid. You can use Ableton's groove pool and apply a light swing groove, like an MPC style 16 swing, but keep it subtle. Start around 10 to 25%. Too much swing and the ride stops sounding urgent. It becomes lazy, which is not what we want here. You can also manually nudge a few offbeat hits slightly late if you want a more controlled feel. Alright, now comes the fun part. Crunching the sound. A really effective stock Ableton chain for this is EQ8, saturator, drum bus, redux, and then a light compressor if needed. You can add reverb or echo later, but first we want the core tone. Start with EQ8. Clean up the low end by high passing somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. A ride doesn't need any sub or low mid baggage. If it's harsh, make a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz. If it sounds boxy, cut a little around 400 to 700 Hz. We're not trying to make it perfect, just clear enough to process. Next, add saturator. This gives us harmonics and bite. Push the drive by about 3 to 8 dB and turn soft clip on. Then adjust the output so the level stays under control. This is one of those moves that can instantly make a ride feel more sampled and less pristine. Then add drum bus. This device is amazing for DNB texture. Keep drive somewhere around 10 to 30%. Bring transients up a touch if you want more attack. And keep boom low or off since this is a ride, not a kick. Crunch should be used carefully, maybe just a little, because too much can turn the sound into mush. Used lightly, though, drum bus gives you that aggressive glue-together character. After that, try redux. This is where you get that crunchy digital sampler flavor. Don't go overboard right away. Just reduce the bit depth a little and add a bit of downsampling until the top end gets rougher and more interesting. If it starts sounding nasty in a bad way, back it off. We want grit, not broken speaker chaos. If the ride still feels too jumpy in volume, add a compressor at the end. Use a moderate ratio like 2 to 4 to 1, a slightly slower attack, and a medium release. Just a few dB of gain reduction is enough that helps the ride sit more consistently over the break. At this point, it should already feel a lot more like an old sample-based percussion layer. If you really want that authentic jungle feel, commit the sound to audio. You can freeze and flatten the track, or record it with resampling onto a new audio track. Printing it to audio makes it easier to edit like a real sample, and it pushes you into that classic chopped and rearranged workflow. This is a great habit in drum and bass, because so much of the style is about turning a loop into something more organic and alive. Once it's audio, you can chop the tail, reverse bits, or rearrange the phrasing if you want to get more creative. Even one tiny reversed ride tail before a section change can add a lot of energy. Now let's add a little movement. A ride can get static if it repeats exactly the same way for too long. A very subtle auto pan can give it a bit of motion. Keep the amount low, around 5 to 15%, and choose a slow synced rate like half or quarter notes. If you prefer, use utility to control the width and keep the core punch centered while only widening the high frequency texture. The main idea is to keep it alive, but not distract from the drums. Arrangement matters too. In the intro, you might use a filtered or more degraded version of the ride so it hints at the groove without revealing everything. In the drop, bring in the full crunchy version and let it drive the energy. In the mid-drop, you can remove every other hit for a bar or swap to a simpler pattern to create movement. And in the breakdown, darken it, add space, and let it become more atmospheric. That's the classic jungle mindset. The ride is not just a symbol, it's part of the arrangement language. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the ride too loud. If it dominates the mix, your ears will get tired fast. Second, don't overdo the top end. A harsh ride will fight with hats, brakes, and synths. Third, don't stack so much processing that the sound loses shape. It's better to use one or two strong moves than to pile on too much dirt. And fourth, don't forget variation. A loop with no changes can feel flat, even if the sound is great. A really good way to think about it is this. Think in layers, not solo sounds. In jungle, a ride usually works best when it behaves like part of the percussion grid, not a feature element. Also, check it against the break at low volume. If you can still feel the motion when the track is turned down, the rhythm is doing its job. Here's a great beginner exercise. Make two versions of the same ride groove. Version 1 should be clean and tight. Version 2 should be crunchy and degraded with saturator, drum bus, and redux. Compare them in context with a breakbeat. Ask yourself which one drives better, which one feels more jungle, and whether the crunchy one adds vibe or just noise. Then resample both and listen again. That comparison teaches you a lot very quickly. For an extra challenge, build three versions from the same sample, a clean version, a crunchy version, and an Atmos version. Use the clean one as your reference, the crunchy one in the drop, and the Atmos version in the intro or breakdown. If you want to go one step further, resample your favorite version and chop it into a new pattern so it feels like it came from an old sample library rather than a fresh, MIDI part. So to recap, start with a simple one-bar ride pattern, add velocity variation and a little swing, shape it with EQ, saturator, drum bus, and redux, then resample if you want that real old-school workflow. Keep it gritty, keep it moving, and keep it sitting in the mix instead of floating on top of everything. That's how you build a ride groove in Ableton Live 12 with crunchy sampler texture for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. Nice and dusty, nice and driving, and absolutely ready to push the track forward.